Okay, hello. My name is Joyce Henderson. I am 31 years old and I was born in Paisley, which is about, 5 miles out of Glasgow towards the west coast. And I was brought up in Ayrshire. I left home about 12 years ago, but I've got that little accent still there. My accent is different from a Glasgow accent. There's a few words different. I'll tell you one thing that was always interesting at school was getting into trouble for the way you speak, for being told not to say stain instead of stone. We're always taught we should say stone, but actually that's what they say, you say stain, you know, like the, which also comes from the kind of Norse element of the language. Yeah, so it was very annoying getting into trouble at school for not speaking properly, but the whole town didn't speak properly in that case. What else is there? When we come down to, I live in London now, and when I'm in London, we get slagged off for saying things like world, for world, girl, squirrel, tortoise, film. Going to see a film, where I come from. What else? We talk about the Waynes, children are the Waynes, and people just like to think it's a bit cute to say Waynes instead of children, or film instead of film, or squirrel instead of squirrel, or whatever, you know. So these are things that people pick up on in London. What else? Oh, another little coy word is if you're going to the shops to do your shopping, we say you're going down the town to do your messages. and that's another one that people laugh at in London, but they're all still there in my vocabulary. Now, the Ayrshire accent or dialect is different from Glasgow, and that again is different from Edinburgh. To me, Edinburgh is polite Scots, being from the west coast. In Edinburgh, everything's quite clipped and short, and they sound their T's and dot their I's. We kind of, in mainstream Edinburgh, in the kind of, and what you would recognise, not from down the estates, like you'll see things like, can I chum you up the street? Aye. Or if you're called Hans, so the vowels become a bit longer. But if you were just to meet people from Edinburgh, the chances are it's a bit more clipped and precise, like Muriel Spark, Jean Brodie kind of stuff. It's a bit more precise. But when I first heard somebody swear from Edinburgh, they said, "Oh, you fucking bastard." And so it felt to me like it had absolutely no feeling about it, because you meet somebody in Glasgow, "Fucking bastard, out my sight," and it's like much more guttural and much more earthy. And we say in Glasgow that people from Edinburgh, that they have it as Queen Anne fronts and Maggie Anne backs. And that is what they're like as people, and that is what they're like in their architecture. And the front of the streets is lovely, but behind it's like a Glasgow tenement. Whereas in Glasgow you get what you see. So that's so, and it's, you see that in the people as well as the architecture. That's from my point of view. In Ayrshire, it's different again. I mean, we have a lot more words that are not used in Glasgow. The main word is ken. Do you ken someone, or do you know someone? In Glasgow they use know all the time. Know what I mean? Do you know what I'm saying? All the time, they would never say ken. Whereas in Ayrshire, you would say ken what I mean? Ken what I'm saying to you? Do you ken them? Do I ken you? So, but that's a common mistake that people make. Mm-hmm. That they think, oh, Scottish word, right? Ken for no. But they don't say it in Glasgow. I think they might in Edinburgh. They do a bit, but definitely not in Glasgow. The vowel sounds. If I were just to do the vowel sounds as I am, I would just say for a start, A, E, I, O, U. And if I was to do the M exercise, I would say ma, me, me, mo, mo, ma, me, me, my. Is it my at the end? Mm-hmm. So it's all quite flat. I mean, I always get told for having not dropping my jaw enough. Mm-hmm. It's always like in a smile, chin forward, yeah. So, but yeah, A. See, it's almost, in England people think I'm saying E when I say A. A-E-I-O-U.
Yeah.
I don't know if you want...
How the diphthongs, A, say I, O,
ow.
Ow.
Ow. Ow. How now, brown cow.
Oi.
Oi, boy. Roy, boy, hoy, toy. It's oi. Quite oi.
Ear, air, oor, or.
Ear, air.
Oor.
Oor, or.
And so oor, poor.
Poor.
Poor. So you put a y sound like tour.
Tour. Oor.
Your.
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 You're adding another sound.
Your, yeah.
Yeah.
Your. There's another one that came to me there, is if I say food. People, it's another thing in England, people always slag us off for saying food.
Say instead of food.
Yeah, food. Food.
You say food. Food.
Food.
Interesting. How would you say very?
Is that very, very, or very?
Very.
Very. Very, very, very good.
Very, very good. And good, is good.
Good.
Would.
Would.
Stood.
Stood.
Stood. Should.
Should.
Should. Hood.
Hood.
A good cookbook.
A good cookbook.
Oh, that's good. And love would be.
Love. Love.
Would be the same. It wouldn't be love.
No.
Love would be the same.
Love.
Hum.
Hum.
That would be the same.
Hmm.
All, like all.
All. Ball. All.
Are you making go up a little? All.
All. Yeah, it goes up at the end. So.
Do you have a book of sounds, or is this Burns?
No, this is just, I've just got a little poem here from Tom Leonard, who's, he writes poetry in the way it sounds. So I should copy it out for you. And it goes like this. And as it might seem, this ordinary working man got up one day and was heard to remark, it wasn't such a bad day to be alive. There you are. Would you like me to slow it down?
Yes, I would.
Okay. And as it might seem, this ordinary working man got up one day and was heard to remark, it wasn't such a bad day to be alive. But he writes it as it sounds, and he's got a lot of them, and they're good fun, especially for English people.
Do you have any more?
The only things I've got a few Burns things I can reel off to you, hope that I remember. Little bits of Tam O'Shanter. I've got a verse from the beginning and the middle, which goes something like this. When Chapman Billy's lee the street, and Ruthie Neighbours neighbours meet, as market days are wearing late, and folk begin to tack the gate, we think, nah, and the long Scots miles, the mosses, waters, slaps and stiles, which lie atween us and our hame, where sits our sulky, sullen dame, gathering her brews like gathering storm, nursing her wrath to keep it warm. This truth, fun, honest Tam O'Shanter, as he frae air one night did canter. Aye, all dear, wham near a tune surpasses for honest men and bonny lasses. And later on, there's a little bit of poetry in the middle of it, which goes, but pleasures are like poppies spread. You sees the flower, its bloom is shed. Or like the snow falls on the river, a moment white and melts forever. Or like the borealis race that flits ere you can point the place. And like the rainbow's lovely form, evanishing amid the storm. Nay man can tether time nor tide. The hour approaches, Tam mun ride. Oh, I just can't remember it very well.
That's very lovely. That's from Tam O'Shanter.
Tam O'Shanter, yeah. Do you know the story of Tam O'Shanter?
No,
oh, it's a fantastic story. It's a kind of Ayrshire myth. There's a bridge in Ayr called the Auld Brig. And Tam was forever drinking with his cronies, or friends, in the town of Ayr. And to get home, he had to cross the river Doon. And on his way home, he had to pass the old church, or kirk. And in the kirkyard, he could see all this. He could see all these shadows and people dancing and hear all this noise. And he was a bit drunk, but he got off his horse, marched up to the church to have a look in, and there was all these witches dancing and hurling and burling and skeeling and ranting and chanting and all this kind of stuff. And there was the main witch got up and did a dance, she was wearing cloth from France. That it was said that the line is "Nécatillon Brent New Free France," which is no cloth as good as that you wouldn't even get in France. And he was so impressed and so involved in the dancing that he shouted out, "Weel done, Cutty Sark." And a Cutty Sark is the name for the underskirt. You see? So he shouted out, "Well done" to your underskirt, because it was dancing around so much. And but in an instant, all was dark. Okay? So the devil was there playing the bagpipes up on the window ledge. And everything went dark suddenly. And then out the hellish legion rallied, chasing after him, all these witches and devils. And he had got on his horse and he was chasing across the through the town and across to get across the bridge. And if he knew he made it across the bridge, then he knew the witches couldn't cross running water. And so he was racing, and so the last half of the poem is the race to get to the bridge. And he gets to the bridge and the witch reaches out and takes hold of the grey mare's tail, of Meg's tail, his horse, and pulls the horse's tail. And so he escapes, and the horse escapes, but the witch has got the horse's tail. And so Tam's wife knew that he'd been in trouble that night when he got home. So, but it's like an epic poem, and it's like done every year. It's like a party piece, yeah. It's like there's about 26 verses or something like that.